Kevin Harlan here. Tonight at 5:30 Eastern, the NBA on Prime Crew is back as the Emirates NBA action heats up from Vegas for a thrilling semifinals doubleheader. Then on Tuesday night, December 16th at 8:30 Eastern, the last two teams standing will square off in the championship game for a shot at the cup, bragging rights, and a place in NBA history. And Prime is your exclusive home for it all. Not a Prime member? Sign up for a free 30-day trial to get started today. Restrictions apply. See Amazon.com/Amazon Prime for details. Don't miss the thrilling conclusion of the Emirates NBA Cup live from Las Vegas, starting with the semifinals tonight, only on Prime.
Einsteigen, aufdrehen, losfahren. Mit dem neuen Volkswagen T-Roc bist du bereit für den großen Auftritt. Selbstbewusst und voller Power. Du steigst ein? Keine Kompromisse. Nur du und der Moment. Alles passt. Dein Sound, dein Drive, dein T-Roc. Rockt. Der neue T-Roc.
Will they find a home? Sponsored by Geico. Jane doesn't mind an apartment with no elevator.
5 flights of stairs is 5 flights of cardio.
Bob is a little less enthusiastic about stairs.
I hate stairs.
Compromise is tough, but these two won't have to compromise when they bundle renters and car insurance with Geico. It's easy, and they could save even more. In the end, Jane and Bob found an apartment that's a 4-story walk-up. And Bob?
Yeah, there's a freight elevator she doesn't know about.
What were you talking about?
Nothing.
Bundling without compromise at Geico.com.
Time now for another Bob and Tom Extra. This is Christopher. You know, we get you to work every morning on the Bob and Tom Show. Now every afternoon at 3, we're going to post a little extra for you to get you laughing on your way home or whenever you download this thing. On today's big show, farts kill mosquitoes, pigeons with hats, and Donnie Baker's Christmas. All coming up right after this.
Sarah Palin shot herself a reindeer flying over her house Christmas Day. Santa won't deliver any presents if there's no reindeer left to pull his sleigh. Sarah lives up in Alaska. She hunts moose and caribou. But this year she bagged a reindeer, 'cause reindeer makes a mighty tasty stew.
Stew.
Stew. Santa makes an easy target, 'cause he's wearing bright red clothes.
Yeah.
So Sarah loaded up her rifle,
uh-huh,
and set her sights on Rudolph's shiny nose. Sarah Palin shot herself a reindeer flying over her house Christmas Day. Santa won't deliver any presents, huh, if there's no reindeer left to pull the sleigh. Now Santa's telling all his reindeer to be quiet as a mouse, 'cause Sarah's finger's on the trigger,
uh-huh,
and she can see the North Pole from her house. Even though she's wearing glasses, she's the greatest shooter of them all. She's got a freezer full of reindeer, and Rudolph's head is mounted on her wall.
Everybody,
Sarah Palin shot herself a reindeer flying over her house Christmas Day. Santa won't deliver any presents if there's no reindeer left to pull his sleigh.
Come on!
Sarah Palin shot herself a reindeer flying over her house Christmas Day. Santa won't deliver any presents if there's no reindeer left to pull his sleigh.
Merry Christmas, everybody.
Here's some extra. This is Bob and Tom Extra.
That sigh is the sigh of Captain Dipso over there. He's already had two shots of booze. His liquor-infused advent calendar.
I demand that you remind everyone that you okay all of this.
Oh, I think
you encourage it, actually.
And, yes.
Yeah, I find it.
So you can insult me like I'm an alcoholic.
Oh, no, why don't I have to insult you?
Alcoholic.
I don't have to point out what's going on. It's evident to even the most
that street runs both ways.
Casual observer.
Okay.
Chick has an advent calendar that instead of having candy or perhaps little toys like the advent calendars I have for my
That's
little
right.
girls.
Liquor like an adult.
It's booze. Yeah, I'm sure that.
Is that your favorite word for that? Booze.
Hey,
need some more booze.
I like hooch.
Hooch is good.
I love hooch.
Hooch sounds a little 1920s.
It's great.
Well, that would be right up your alley, wouldn't it?
Yeah. What do
I think Freddie and the Dreamers were ended by hooch.
What do you go with, Christy?
Spirits. Spirits?
Do you have any spirits?
You want to snort before
alcohol?
She likes cocktails.
Like a drink?
You like cocktails.
Potables.
Right? You like cocktails.
I like a cocktail. I like
a cocktail.
Oh, I have old fashioned. First down.
Remember when you were a kid, you saw the big truck and it said potable water? Oh, I guess that's the water that's portable. They carry it around.
That's what I thought.
Why wouldn't you?
Potable meant.
On me neither.
In that Jeopardy category, what is it?
Potent potables.
Yeah.
There you go. Now we have a lot to get to here. Including, we've wrapped up sports, is that correct?
Terms for alcohol, juice, sauce, hooch, moonshine, vino, draft, suds, liquid bread.
Ooh, liquid bread.
No, wait a minute. No one says liquid bread.
Tummy buster.
No.
Liquid courage.
No, they've run out.
Doing the 12-ounce curls. That's hilarious.
I'm saying liquid bread from here on out.
Liquid bread.
Good, no one will know what you're talking about. Oat soda.
Okay. Oat soda.
What'd you say?
Oat soda, my brother
Oat soda.
Says.
Oat soda?
He calls beer oat soda.
Oat.
Must be regional, him and himself.
Hang on, I'm reading Binge Drinking. Are you on a radio show?
I think we're having one of those shows where Tom would prefer us not to be here.
During when we were doing what he wanted us to do, we weren't doing it fast enough.
We could cut the strings and run out of here.
Man, oh man, what a lunatic. Oh, perfect. Hello, Bob and Tom show.
Hey, Bob and Tom, it's Donnie Baker.
Oh, hey,
Donnie, how are you?
But they should change that song from Lunatic Friend, Lunatic Binge, and see what's out there.
That's good, Donnie.
Hey, this is going to come out of left field for you, maybe even right field. But do you guys ever believe that dreams come true?
Sure.
You mean like you dream something at night and then it actually happens? That'd be interesting. I don't know if that's ever happened.
I had this dream last night. I got all my Christmas presents this year by blasting Amazon package delivery drones out of the sky with my Mossberg 612 gauge.
Oh, come on, Donnie.
Swear to God.
That's a cool dream, Donnie.
Oh, it was badass. I got all my shopping done in less than 14 minutes, Tom.
Nice.
It's like a Rambo on Adderall. And then the best part was, I didn't know what I got people till they opened their presents.
Yeah.
Hey, look, my Uncle Jinbug loves his see-through male romper. And my mom Phyllis adores her new lava lamp that's chock full of birdshot pellets.
So,
the reason why I'm calling is I just want to make sure I check in with you, Christy, before I go shopping for Whiffy this year.
Oh, make sure we don't get duplicate gifts?
Amen.
Yeah.
I'm getting him a go-kart and a collection of them Chinese throwing stars.
He's only four.
That sounds kind of
dangerous. You know what he really wants? He's been talking about them Tesla flamethrowers.
Oh, $300, right? Something like that?
Yep. Yeah. And check, we can finally kill them mud daubers.
That's right.
Nuts.
I object to that.
I just don't want to give him something that sucks. You guys know my ultra-religious Aunt Claire, don't you?
No.
Her husband invented the bookmark. I swear to God.
Wait a minute. I think I'm getting a beat on it. I think I remember this guy. Yeah.
Josh, it's the one with Jesus on it.
Okay. Uh-huh.
They made killer money until Post-it Note came along.
Yeah.
I always hate going over there. Even the flag on her mailbox is a stupid bookmark. And my Claire, she always sticks them under my wipers like traffic tickets. Anyways, I just want to make sure Whiffy has a great Christmas this year. You know, my mom Phyllis always did her best, but we couldn't even afford stockings.
Aww.
She used to hang a pair of Crown Royal bags above the chimney. So I didn't know he was coming to Christmas. Santa Claus or Prince? I was, 9 years old? 10 years old? I remember one year she got me a used Heffy, but tricked it out, repainted, make it look like a knockoff mongoose.
Ooh.
Oh, and she even pulled a pair of Adidas down from the power lines and cut up a quilt to make him fat boy laces. I looked like the manager for Run DMC for about 2 years.
Nice.
I swear to God.
She tried hard.
I still remember the worst Christmas ever, though, because all I begged for was an Atari.
Mm-hmm.
But instead, my mom Phyllis moved in some dirtbag drifter named Elliot. And she'd make him play checkers and connect four with in exchange for letting him live rent-free in our house.
Yikes.
I swear to God. He wasn't around that long. He ran off with some strippers from the Nitro Club. Really? Last I heard, he was in D.C. Making fair wages as a congressman. But, Christy,
yes.
Keep an eye out for them flamethrowers. If they go on sale, we got to get on it.
Uh-huh.
And I'll see if my cousin Lonnie can make him Chinese stars out of sheet metal before his bandsaw gets repoed again.
Cool.
And I hate to bring this up on the air, Christy, but I still ain't got December's child support check.
Uh-huh.
Oh, boy.
Yeah.
Plus, I need to start my shopping. So if you want to be on my boat next summer, get on it.
Okay.
Chances are it'll be sewed by then anyways.
Okay.
I'm going to go.
Thanks, Donnie.
His boat hadn't been in the water in 20 years.
That was very helpful. Now, Christy, I think we need to get right to this important news story.
Uganda man claims he...
Oh, she's drunk.
No, a Uganda man claims his farts can kill mosquitoes from as far away as 6 meters. I don't know how far.
Boy.
How far is 6 meters?
18 feet. A meter, give or take, 20 feet.
Claims to have been offered deals by companies looking to turn his flatulence into commercial insect repellent.
What?
He Joe is?
Amira, a 48-year-old man from Kampala in Uganda, says he eats ordinary food and that his farts smell no worse than anyone else's. However, he says to insects like malaria-transmitting mosquitoes, the gas he passes is deadly. A local chief reported, quote, I heard
chief.
About Joe's gift, and I took him in to help mop out the mosquitoes infesting our surroundings. He respectfully.
Just be thankful
just read,
today.
Read, what did the chief say? Read it out loud.
We don't have to check in with a local chief. Okay?
This is a quote.
Yeah.
He respectfully drops these bloomers, and it helped eradicate the insects. He does right. his thing, and they drop like flies. End of quote.
Wow.
He calls them bloomers.
Yes,
that's
bloomers.
Sort of civilized.
Yeah.
Joe Ramara. Joe Ramara. Wow.
I mean, wouldn't that be amazing if that turned out to be real? If this they could scientists
sure.
could isolate whatever this guy is flatulating and bottle
whatever
it.
He's carrying in his gut.
Bottle it.
Wow.
Rent him out before a party so you don't have mosquitoes at your party.
Well, it's also, I mean, the mosquitoes, they carry, what is it? Dengue.
Yeah, dengue, malaria.
Dengue fever.
So, yeah, I mean, that'd be great.
Can you believe
Zika? And,
I mean, what if they, maybe they just have to have all these people modify their diets so they could flatulate dengue fever away.
Yeah.
That'd be a Disney film, kind of.
Yeah.
Well,
Operation Skeeter Fart.
Nice.
Hey,
that's the
you
work,
put Kevin Hart in that. It's $200 million.
Yeah,
$200 million box.
That's the working until you get The Rock and Kevin Hart. Operation Skeeter Fart.
Man.
Oh God. Yeah, Kevin Hart. Good casting choice. We've got this down.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Now, it's a little Christmas fun fact.
Oh,
you know,
right.
It snows in part of the country during on Christmas Day.
Sure.
Okay, but it rains, thunderstorms. You ever wonder how Santa delivers presents through a thunderstorm?
No. Oh, wow.
He's got reindeer.
Oh. When are we going to do Ace's joke of the day?
I can't wait.
I thought we were talking.
I can't wait for the
It threw me.
It's very cute, Ace.
Very nice. Very nice.
Oh, and Tom, I have an answer for your question yesterday. Call back. Most famous person you met?
Oh.
Or that didn't meet, but you nodded at
them. I was, the famous person you've been in their presence and actually nodded at them.
Oh, that's right, because Godwin nodded at Glenn Campbell. Like they
I
were,
did
they,
on a train.
They were
Atlanta.
Equals.
Just a couple gunslingers.
Just a couple gunslingers.
That's right.
I've got one and a half.
Okay.
The half is Prince.
Mm-hmm.
He was opening for Rick James on the Controversy Tour, and I was taken into the dressing room by the Warner Brothers rep with a little group, and we stood next to him, got a picture, nodded, didn't say anything.
Yeah.
So technically, I don't know, that counts.
So you got
I would
a picture
say so.
With Rick James and Prince?
No, just Prince.
Just Prince.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, that counts.
But the one I didn't, wasn't introduced to, no photo op. When Jay-Z was here, I was taken to an area where they had a makeshift gym, and he was on the bench pressing.
Oh.
Got up, nodded.
Ah.
There we go. That counts.
So that's
gotcha.
That's pretty big.
Yeah. Was Prince like Christie's size?
Yeah, and the funny thing about that, I wish I could find the photo. On stage and off, he wore those
platform shoes?
No. Oh. He's only wearing bikini underwear with the leopard print.
Oh, really?
Wow.
Wow.
Okay. Is he wearing that in the photograph?
Yeah.
Well, that's weird.
Yeah.
Yeah. I once got an elevator with Run DMC. All three of them.
I don't want any trouble, fellas. Here's my wallet.
Way to relate, Tom.
Were they wearing wearing any jewelry?
Did you know who they were?
Absolutely. It was in one of those elevators in a hotel where the elevator is all glass.
Oh yeah.
Oh, you know he just banned me.
So it was an atrium elevator. Yes.
And I said, by the way, that is quite the dookie rope. That'll never go out of style.
No one ever said
that exudes a lot of class.
Not a word. It's never used.
All of it third, but nonetheless.
That's cool, though, man.
Yeah, was it a, where was it? Was it a Hyatt?
Yeah.
And, the guy had the rabbi hat on, the whole deal. the big furry, whatever you call it. Isn't that what that's called?
Yeah. Rabbi hat.
Yeah, I think it is called a rabbi hat. Sure. You keep using rabbi hat. I like it. See what happens.
That's what you call it.
Rabbi hat and dookie rope. Yep.
Okay. It says, hey, fellas, you were talking about Patty G's running with Glenn Campbell.
Mm-hmm.
Now, where was the train?
It was at Atlanta Airport. You take a train to the...
you were both carrying guitars?
Yeah, we nodded at each other.
Nodded.
About 10 years ago.
Because they're both guitar players.
Yeah, both gunslingers.
I'm going to a gig.
That's right.
He's going to a gig with his axe. We nodded.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's cool, man. That's super cool.
I left him alone. I didn't bother him. Just
of course not. Professional courtesy.
Absolutely.
Oh, this is... I'm not sure I can read this. This was a famous person this person met in rehab.
Oh, God.
I think Steven Tyler?
We should.
The first word... The second word's anonymous, right? Come on.
Yeah. This was an official, apparently one of the live-in facilities. Okay, thank you very much.
We got a win back here regarding the pigeons and cowboy hats.
Okay, go ahead, please.
Lisa Seaman.
Spell it, please.
Seaman.
Oh, fortunately, because you...
Yeah.
I say buy it. Although, Christy, you've leased.
Leased a few.
You don't buy semen, you just rent it.
Don't you? Yeah,
you said you're buying it.
That's what the girls say in the bathroom.
That's right.
Well, I believe the... I say buy it. That's a very good joke. I believe the pigeons are wearing cowboy hats because the national finals... rodeo is going on in Vegas right now.
Oh,
so she thinks it may be a promotional
stunt.
Deal.
Yeah. Oh.
But again, I don't think these pigeons volunteered to have cowboy hats glued to their heads.
Don't
think they answered an ad in the back of the paper? Pigeons wanted.
We've got plenty of pigeons.
Yes, I know, but just in general, animal cruelty.
Are we going
is
to protect pigeons
now? Right.
Yeah, I'm with you, Tom.
We'll be up to our hips in pigeons. Is that what you want?
Okay. Well, now
pigeons and geese could kiss my ass. Write that down.
I love them all. They both make me laugh.
Yeah, the geese thing, I will admit that the geese...
Oh, they make me laugh.
They're strutting.
Slowly cross a road.
No
hilarious.
But they have those geese have those epic fecal events. You're thinking, how can there be this much poop?
Yeah.
From a bunch of flying birds. Okay, let's get back to the...
How get off the ground?
Yeah. let's get back to Christy Lee. What else have you got over there?
A Louisiana man has been accused of rigging a bingo game in order to win more than $10,000.
Wow. Great idea.
Police said 43-year-old John Cook was caught on video at a bingo parlor manipulating a so-called bonanza bingo game by hand-picking the balls he wanted to play.
There you go.
He allegedly hid the winner until he was ready to end the game.
Ah.
According to a Monroe police warrant, Cook did this four times and won thousands of dollars for three people, including his sister.
See, here's the thing. He got greedy. He'd done it once. He'd gotten away with it.
Yes, exactly.
The warrant states that two of the winners were seen giving Cook money after the game.
Oh, man.
Got to take a cut. He has now been charged with theft.
More than 10 grand.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, well, he's going to be doing some... You got a song for us?
There was... Yeah, I do. There was a cheater and a game of bingo. It's a shame. B-I-N-G-O. 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 And stealing was his game. He'll go to prison where someone will ream out his bungo. B-U-N-G-O, 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 and bingo was his M-O.
Nice.
Almost started that in the wrong key.
Loved it. That song was so good, it wouldn't have mattered. What do you think of that?
Thank you, chick.
I understand that he's,
bongo.
Interestingly enough, he's been assigned cell B-14. B-14.
What's 14?
Yeah.
What's 14 mean?
It's just a number on the cell.
It's a joke. Number in the cell.
He's clearly in B block, like the 14th cell.
So,
in B
but
block.
It could have been any number, like B5.
It could have been.
Yeah. Could have been. Yeah.
Joke might have been as funny if someone had been sober enough to be listening. Oh. I think would be.
You know, I have not done a shot every hour yet.
No, you haven't.
B-U-N-G-O, B-U-N-G-O, B-U-N-G-O.
If I have another shot,
bingo
I might
was his bungo.
Control.
Oh. Bungo was. How does it go?
I think a shot an hour would be cool for one day.
So wait a second. You'd have to do a shot then in 7 minutes?
Well, within that hour, yes.
Okay.
All right.
That's totally up to you. You're a free man. This is
really?
Will it leave you enough to do one a day next week?
Yes.
Okay. Yeah.
All right.
Okay. Well, last year, didn't we break out the horse?
Maybe we did bring out the horse soldier bourbon.
The horse soldier bourbon?
We did.
Yeah, in honor of it, which is a great product, by the way.
We do it again.
Oh, it's chicks throwing his voice.
There's today's edition of the Bob and Tom Extra for you. Make sure you catch us every weekday afternoon at 3. You can catch us on iTunes, Google Play, and Stitcher. For the Bob and Tom Show, this is Christopher speaking. Have a great one.
Check out the podcast that inspired Taylor Sheridan's latest series, Landman.
There's a stretch of road in oil rich region of West Texas. This region of West Texas, known as the Permian Basin, is in the midst of the biggest oil boom in history. This is a story of roughnecks, billionaire wildcatters, and wannabe dreamers. My name is Christian Wallace. From Texas Monthly and Imperative Entertainment, this is Boomtown.
Boomtown.
Follow and listen on your favorite platform.